Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know him to break him.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Thank you so much for being with us. Hopefully everybody's Thursday is off to a good start. Morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good on this beautiful Thursday as we are closer and closer to the weekend, Bunk. These weeks fly by now, man. What are we in a rush to get to Christmas?
I know.
what are we in a rush to get to, man?
It's football, man.
Yeah, man. It always goes fast.
I know. It goes too fast. Football season always goes too fast. We're in week 11 and 12, right? I mean, that's insane. Yeah. In the NFL and the college football, respectively. We're already into the part of the year where they're doing the college football playoff rankings every Tuesday night. Huge matchups this weekend. None bigger than the one in Athens between Texas and Georgia. Great NFL Sunday, too. I know we talked a little bit about that yesterday. We always do the college thing of like, where should game day be? If there was an NFL game day and they had to decide where to be this Sunday, I don't know where they'd go. There's so many great matchups.
Mile high.
Probably between those two. I don't know. There's a lot of good ones. Anyway. And then, you know, they probably wouldn't be here. No. But that's all right. Falcons got to win that one too. So a lot to look forward to this weekend. And the Hawks with a nice.
Yeah, man. Nice beat down.
Nice win on the West Coast. Beat the brakes off the Kings last night. 33-point win against the Sacramento Kings. That team
is awful.
Yes, they are. A bunch of older guys getting paychecks to hang out in the league a couple more years.
That same funny looking dude still on them.
The owner?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he's awful.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man. He's been
light the beam.
Yeah, buddy. That light done went out.
Yeah, you gotta replace the bulb.
Yeah, no, but that was such a great gimmick too, dude.
It was.
Because I know Sacramento was a dump.
Yeah.
That basketball fan base is awesome.
They have to be.
Yeah.
It's one of those fan bases where it's like if they're still around, it's out of pure passion.
Yeah, man.
There's no bandwagon there.
Yeah. No. You can't be nothing in Sacramento because this is a ragged ass city. Just raggedy.
One of the worst.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have a problem with Charlotte like you do.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's up there.
Oh, yeah. No, it's worse than Charlotte.
Yeah, it is.
It's worse than Charlotte.
Yeah. Yeah. I would think so, man. I would think so.
It is.
But, yeah.
And that's saying something.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and now we're closer, day closer to the Falcons getting ready for a big matchup here in Atlanta against the visiting Carolina Panthers.
Speaking of Charlotte.
Yeah, I know that Rob was on with the boys yesterday, obviously. A lot of people talked to the media yesterday.
See, yeah.
Both did a great job with all these clips of Zach Robinson and Ulbrich and Michael talked. Obviously, Rob talked yesterday. So did anything change or did he say anything that, like, because I was pulling, when I was driving up, I saw that, I didn't see this morning. That I guess he said that Dardo Moody had broke his collarbone.
Because
you remember, I kept asking, like, how serious is it? They're not saying anything because they didn't have to say anything. And then I thought to myself, okay, are you more pissed off about that?
I don't know.
Are people mad about that? Because right now you said something so perfectly, and we'll probably get to it on the show. We're talking about the wristband and how whenever your team is playing bad, every little thing you try to find something wrong or get mad about. Mm-hmm. And I'm like – Are people mad about this? Because, like, okay, well, you hid it from us. They could have got another receiver in and all those different things.
Well, I don't think they hid it from Terry Fontenot.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, if they felt like they needed to get another receiver in, they probably still would have gone about trying to do that.
Right.
Right? Yeah, I mean, did they withhold information from the public? Yeah, but they're allowed to do that because it was preseason.
Right.
And then he's been listed as, like, questionable.
Did he go on IR to start the year?
No, I don't think so. He just wasn't available for the first couple of weeks.
All right.
Because remember, he played, I think, in the first Panthers game, I think. Now, he wasn't effective. And maybe he didn't, but he was available in the first 4 weeks. He didn't really do anything until the 49ers game. And yeah, he's been completely ineffective. So if anything, maybe this helps explain it a little bit more because it wasn't just a shoulder. He broke his collarbone.
Yeah,
like, it's a pretty big deal.
It's a big deal. And I mean, I've never done that, had that injury before, but I know, and I've had teammates who have had it and the pain that it is. And everything is one of them because, you know, as far as football movies, everything you do, it just hurts. You know, it just bothers you. So
especially you're a receiver who's getting punched in the chest as soon as you come off the line.
Yeah, man. But I think, you know, they got to, you know, whatever, you know, because I thought about it. I was like, well, remember, Casey Washington's having a great damn camp.
Yeah.
He was like, he's going to fill
in
fine.
And he was given opportunities and didn't play well.
And didn't play well, but I've seen that.
And got hurt, too.
And he did. But I've seen that so many times where you're like, damn, he is balling in practice.
Yeah.
And you get your ass in the game. Mm-hmm. It's a different story, dog. Mm-hmm. It's a different one than when all them people in there, you dressed up pretty in a nice game uniform.
Yeah. No, look, I mean, the Falcons' wide receiver depth is definitely a storyline of the season. Like, it's been a disaster. And there's a number of different, like, the Darnell Mooney injury, we didn't know what it was until now. Okay. That Ray McLeod being productive last year and not being on a team after September because of whatever.
Played in the Washington game.
I played in the Washington game. Okay, so yeah, so that's pretty pretty early on. But still, like, so yeah, early in the year, they're throwing to Drake, obviously, Kyle, Bijan, and then who else after that? Casey Washington got his chances and dropped some important balls.
Yeah.
Ray McLeod, whatever. I don't know what happened, but he wasn't on the team after September.
And that's what you didn't see that coming into the season. And
so now you're on to your fourth and fifth, and they don't have them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, David Sills still hasn't run a route that the quarterback knows what he's running, and nobody else has played.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And part of it, you know, and then it's the, you know, whose fault is it? Is it because Penix isn't comfortable with the offense, that the second and third and fourth receiver aren't getting involved? Is it that those guys aren't any good, so Penix isn't throwing it to him? Is it that, you know, Mooney's injury obviously has played a role in it? Like, it's just one of the many factors as to why things have gone the way that they've gone.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt about it. Oh, no doubt about it. It's a pile of, you know what?
Yeah.
You know,
it's not the biggest issue, but it's a part of it.
It's part of it, exactly. Yeah. And that's why you are where you are, but you still have opportunities to go out there and try and win football games. And that's why the next game is always the most important. This is an important game. Yeah, you want to win them all, but, I mean, you've lost four games in a row. And I think more than anything, you just want to get some good vibes in the building. You want to get some good vibes in that Mercedes-Benz building. Just even if you're giving up on the season, you still want to see your team win games, you know, because, you know, as much as, you know, some people are ready for the draft, they have no draft pick.
Yeah.
They have no first-round pick, so it don't matter where you finish at.
Yeah, and I was thinking about this because I know you and I have tried our best, not just this year, but unfortunately we have a lot of practice doing this with the Falcons, of not really turning the page until it's time to.
Yep.
Like, as long as there's football games left, especially football games that count towards the playoffs. Now, if you're out of it, different conversation. But, like, you know, until you know the draft order, we're not talking about the draft on this show. But I also understand why that's the natural reaction for people, because that's what you've done the last 7 years.
Yep.
And it's also more fun to think about what might be than what is, because what is right now is a team that's 3-6, who's lost four in a row and, you know, is in the process of trying to figure out what's going on with their quarterback.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's not fun. It's more fun to be like, all right, who's going to come in here and fix it? Because I think a lot of people feel like it's over. And it's not.
It's not.
It's not. Like, they can, you know, they can win their way out of it, but they got to win people back into the present too.
Yeah.
Because people have turned, not everybody, I'm not saying everybody out there listening right now, but, you know, you hear it when we take AMA calls. It's, what do you think they should do in the draft to address this? And who do you think the next coach should be?
Right.
Like, that's January.
Yes.
That's February.
Yes.
It's November, whatever it is, 13th right
yes,
now.
13th.
Like, they got 8 football games left. They got to start winning them to get people back into now.
Yes.
Because people are already over it.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
bad.
And that is bad.
You're going to see that on Sunday, by the way.
Talking about as far as the attendance at the stadium, I could see that also. But, I mean, I think the one thing are the guys up there, Flower Branch right now, that's getting ready for this game, they can't worry about none of that. You got to go out there and go play.
Can't imagine
your
they
best
even
game.
Know about it. I hope they don't.
You got to go out there and play your best game this weekend. You've got to go out there and put together a complete game and stop being the reason why you lose games. You got to get out of your own, as we said on Monday, get out of your own damn way. Instead of teams always making that play, you make that play. You make that block. You make that cut. You fill the right gap. All those different things that have constantly got this team beaten. You use a timeout when you're supposed to, or get the damn play in so Michael has time to audible or whatever he needs to do. Cover the kick right. If you're the safety, you know where the hell you're supposed to be. You can't get pinned inside. That is a scheme that they're trying to do. So, I mean, there's so many different things. And you look at it, and it's been like 4 plays that have resulted in 3 losses, in my opinion. It really has. Now, there's been others, but I can just think if this one play went the way they were supposed to,
yeah.
or blocked the way it was supposed to, or covered the way it was supposed to,
yeah.
or whatever.
Seriously.
Or you just, instead of gambling on a dig route, you stay over top.
Right.
I mean, or
at least, like, because I'm thinking of the 2 missed kicks of, like, at least giving you an opportunity
yes.
to win it.
Yes.
I mean, the game was over yeah. when you missed those kicks.
Yes.
Essentially, not entirely, because you still got the ball back against the Patriots, but you know what I mean.
Yes.
Like, the game would be tied in the fourth quarter. Yeah, I mean, this past Sunday, you just got to cover a kick, man.
Yeah,
you cover a kick and then play defense for less than 2 minutes, and you win the game.
You win the game.
I mean, you're up 3 with under 2 minutes to go, and you spotted them half the field by not covering the kickoff. I mean – I hate to call them little things because they're not.
No.
There really aren't any little things.
But even if you say
they're all individual moments, but they're not little. They're all big. Every moment is big. I mean, you could blow the game at any time. They're obviously amplified because they're under 2 minutes in the fourth quarter. But, like, I don't know. They're not little things for this team.
No.
They're huge things.
Exactly. Because, I mean, the phrase is always, you know, take care of the little things. Because the little things eventually add up to big things, and that's how you lose football games. That's coaching, that's culture. You know, always pay attention to every single detail, because you never know when something that, you know, that you probably ain't practiced in 3 weeks
mm-hmm.
will come up. I mean, that's just how this game is. It's always that, damn, you remember, we just talked about that 3 weeks ago. It's always something that as a player you have to instill and drill in yourself. I'm sorry, as a coach you have to instill that in your players, and as a player you always got to know that anything can happen in the game. There's never a perfect game. There's never a plan A that never has – there's never a plan where the A never has to come to B or the C or the D, because the unpredictability of everything that goes into a Sunday. And so, I mean, they've got to go out and play their best. They got to go out there, play better. You know what I mean? Because it's not going to take a superhuman effort to beat Carolina.
No.
It's not.
But a good effort could lead to a really nice win.
Yes.
Like, Carolina's not particularly
good. And neither are the Falcons.
Neither are the Falcons.
Yes.
There's no question about that.
I think the Falcons are more talented than the Panthers. Yes,
and again,
yes.
We understand all of the paper goes out when they kick the ball off and you can lose to a team that you're more talented than 30-0. That happened. But if there ever was a week where a lot of the concerns, and they're not even concerns, like legitimate criticisms of this team, could look a little better. Like, Penix has been better at home. That's something that has to happen. The offense in general has been better at home. You can move the ball on Carolina.
Yeah.
A young quarterback diced him up last week who's not as good as Michael Penix.
Right.
Like, you should be able to take advantage of this team in your building based on things that you can do and things that they can't.
Right.
So you just got to go do it.
That's it.
Because if you lose to this team at home, you're 0-2 against the Carolina
Panthers.
We're
going to come in here Monday, and it would be some surprises. It would not be.
Nothing would surprise me
yeah. if you come in here Monday and they lose.
If there's different people in charge.
Yeah, wouldn't be surprised. Hey, guys, this Saturday, noon to 2, join our guy, Ali Mack at Case Kia in Duluth. As we get you ready for the big game on Sunday, one fan will have the ultimate tailgate kit, a 50-inch 4K TV with the rolling stand, and there'll be other prizes. You can also win tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, that's this Saturday, noon to 2 at Rick Case Kia in Duluth with Ali Mack.
I know Raheem said it's his job to defend Michael Penix. It's certainly not ours. But I think that there is a quote that is being taken wildly out of context from yesterday. So I don't know. Maybe I'm defending him. But anyway.
I need to hear it.
We'll do that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
No, it was all.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Probably compensating what you just said. It was what you're talking about, the missed throws, they came on third down. You know, if we're talking about the missed out throw to Mooney on the sideline, where we're trying to layer over a defender, and the guy's there, and you try to layer it, you put too much, and it goes out of bounds. That leads into frustration. And then you come right back out after that, and you pivot off a thing, you progress across the middle of the field, you throw to Davis Sills, and you don't take your next hitch, and you kind of throw it right behind him. And those frustration things, that was the frustration that he had. It's not a confident thing.
Yeah, that's Raheem giving some context to some of the post-game anger of Michael Penix, which I would assume would be understandable.
I would think so.
Given how he played.
That's always something I'm always baffled by. When people say somebody lost their confidence. Mm. How the hell do you know?
Yeah, how do you know? He looked mad after the game.
Mad. But that's what I'm saying. I just, and again, whatever your thought process and my thought process, two completely different things. But I don't know what you mean when you say, when people are saying Michael Penix lost his confidence. Confidence in what? He just missed the throw. He didn't miss the throw because he wasn't confident in it. He missed the throw because of what Roger said. Yeah. His foot wasn't set.
Variety of things. Yeah. Mechanics.
Yeah. That's why he's missed the throw. He's not missing throws because he's not confident.
That one, there was a miscommunication between him and the receiver. Yeah, overthrow. Yeah. Now, I will say this.
I know, and that's why we paused before getting
into the psychology of the player. I don't know what's going on inside the player's head, but I know what's going on, like, on the field.
Yes, and the physical part.
Michael Penix is last in the league in terms of inaccuracy.
Yes.
Or, I guess, first in the league. Well, you know what I mean. He's the least accurate quarterback in the NFL. he's even more inaccurate on third down.
Yes.
Which is why the team has been so bad on third down. It's part of it. Like, they're getting third and longs. They're not all of it, but that's a part of it. And that's something that has to get better. I think we all understand that, whether he's confident or not. I assume that he is. He's had a lot of success in football. He's making millions of dollars to be the quarterback. So I think he's probably okay.
The way he throws.
But he's got to do better on third down.
No, he's got to mechanically do better. His confidence is there. He's going to throw it. Now, he's got, and when we talk about the mechanics of the position, like, you just can't fling it.
Right.
You know, and I that's one thing I'd look at Michael Penix. He has all this trust in his arm that he can just, I don't got to set my feet. I can just fling it.
Yep.
No, you can't.
It's pretty clear that you can't.
Yeah, you can't do that. And so that's something that you're going to have to work. Now, the hardest thing in football is to fix or work, not necessarily work on, because you can still have to practice and do all those things. But more than anything, mechanics in anything in football, it's a repetition type thing.
Habit.
It's a habit. It's something that you just automatically know. It's something that you don't think about. It's something where your body is already aligned up to it. And so, I mean, the whole he is confident. I'm always curious when people say that phrase. Just like when Paz DePaul said losing the locker room, I was like, well, what do you mean by that?
Right.
You know, there's just certain things that, and that, again, this is me talking. I don't understand when people say that. Or can tell when somebody lost their confidence.
Well, I don't know whether
he looks
or
like
not,
he lost his confidence. How?
No, I don't know whether or not Michael Penix has lost his confidence. I assume he hasn't. But I know what people mean when they say that. Just like what they say when they think the coach has lost the locker room. They don't trust them. They've lost confidence in Michael Penix.
Okay.
If a fan says he thinks Michael Penix has lost his confidence, what he's really saying is, I've lost my confidence in Michael Penix.
Okay, gotcha.
Just like when people are saying they think Raheem's lost the locker room, that they've lost confidence in the locker room.
All right. Makes sense.
Or they've lost confidence in Raheem, whatever. It's projecting.
Okay.
We're just projecting.
Okay.
That's all.
All right.
That's
all.
I don't know what his confidence is. What I do know is that this quote that we're about to play has been taken out of context, in my opinion. Again, do whatever you want with it. It's fine. It's not really. But I've never gotten a video sent to me more times in a night than I got this video sent to me last night by a bunch of different people, which is fine. I don't mind people sending it to me because a lot of people were like, is this AI? Like, is this made up? And I was like, well, nothing that he says, if you listen to the question and the quote, is actually crazy. It's not like Michael Penix said, yeah, no one's coaching me here, which is how it's been portrayed.
Oh.
It's been portrayed as no. Michael Penix says no one on the coaching staff is coaching him. Here's what he said.
The on-the-field stuff, it's not nobody that I'll talk to, like, as far as another quarterback or anything like that. You know, I do have people reach out to me. I do have quarterback coaches, though, back at home that reach out to me as well, you know, tell me, hey, like, you need to clean this up, clean that up, you know, and everything will be good. So those guys help me as far as that, too. So I got to shout out them.
You got to take it a little earlier. The first part of the answer, he talked about his fiance.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the question was about who do you talk to about, basically, like, who do you talk to about work?
Yeah. And so, so I got my haircut this morning, and my man Jeremy is my barber, and I sit down. First thing he says is, Michael said he ain't got nobody. And I was like, huh? Yeah. I didn't hear the clip until I just heard it just before we came out of break because you let me listen
to it.
But
so now you've heard it. Is that what he said?
No.
No.
No, he was not, I don't think he was talking about anything but his people off the field.
Yeah, it seemed like he was talking about his personal life.
Yeah, and that's the way I took it because I heard the question. I heard the answer to the first part, like you said, was his fiance. Then the second part, he was talking about other quarterbacks. And then he talked about his quarterback coach. I don't think he looked at the question as something as far as what happens at Flowery Branch.
Right. It was like when you're at home, are there other quarterbacks you call? Or something?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
No, not really.
Really do that.
Okay. All right. Now I got the context. But again, that's where we are.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
That's where we are. Because the team is struggling, and everybody wants to point the fingers and all those different things. And now you got this.
Yeah, I get it.
You got the Moody thing. I mean, everything, and I understand it. I completely understand it. But, yeah, that's I'm sorry you got flooded with it.
Oh, I don't mind.
Oh, okay.
I don't mind because it was, you know, first of all, I like that people see something Falcons-related and think to themselves, what does Andy think? That means we're doing good.
I like it.
Secondly, it gave me an opportunity to see what people were thinking about last night. Like, oh, this is what people are thinking about.
Uh-huh.
So I could come in and we could address the topics on Falcons fans' minds, which is good, kind of the job.
Right.
And then also I was able to think about what I wanted to say about it, and then present it articulately.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hopefully.
That's not to me, I don't think that's a big deal.
No, yeah. I didn't think it was either. No. But I understand why it was taken that way, because the clip was circulated as Michael Penix says no one's coaching him.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if people listened to the clip.
No.
You just read the thing and you're like, that, and you're already mad, so you want to be more mad.
Like,
there are
tiers and levels to coaching. There really are. There's some better than others. There's some more experienced than others. All those different things. But the one thing you're going to get in any aspect of football is coaching. At the NFL level, at anything. Michael's just not going out there. They are coaching him. He has a quarterback coach that talks to him and coaches him and everything like that, who is an experienced quarterback coach in this league. You know, he has an offensive coordinator who has experience in this league, even though it's his first year calling plays. But no, they coach him. But yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't have any question about that. Yeah. I just, you know, but they're losing, so maybe they're not. All right. Here's Kirby Smart talking about Sark.
Explosive, attacking, window dressing. They've got a lot of shifts, motions. They employ tempo, and they'll go fast on you. And they do a really good job of mixing things up and creating a lot to work on defensively.
Yeah, I mean, they're a damn good football team, man. They are a good football team who is getting a lot of guys back. Arch is playing really, really good. No, I'm not sorry. Arch is playing better than he's played. He's gotten better as the season has gone on. But I think, you know, the biggest thing with Georgia is that they gotta stay away from turnovers. They gotta be able to run the ball. Texas's defense is good, and they arrive with bad intentions. They hit your ass. Mm-hmm. So I think this is going to be a physical-ass football game. You're talking about two middle linebackers, that CJ and then what's number zero for Texas? Name's escaping right now. But you want to talk about some straight-up head busters. It's going to be a physical football game that I think that, you know, Georgia's going to, you know, I mean, obviously Georgia's going to win this football game. But I just think that if they can't pressure Arch, they got to pressure Mandy. They got to figure out something. I know and it's amazing that it still works all these freaking years, that damn middle cross dog, the late cross dog. It worked, and it's always fun. I'm like, damn, I know y'all practice it. I know y'all, you see, this is Georgia's number one pressure, and yet they always get home. The only way they don't get home on that is if the quarterback recognizes and flushes out. Mm-hmm. But every time, one of them linebackers is coming free.
Right.
You know, and so they got to do, I said it, like, they got to do a better job, or not, a really good job of tackling if you're Georgia. They got to get some explosive plays in the passing game. But, yeah, I think this is going to be a damn good game because you got two damn good football teams.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if Texas can keep their running game going. Like, that's been the difference for them. I know Arch has played better
but they've run the ball.
Their run game was non-existent in the first kind of month of the season. It's gotten better, and Wisner's healthy now, and so that's
Anthony Hill, yeah. Anthony Hill's a problem.
But if Georgia can run the ball the way they have, and that's what's happened to Texas in the games they've lost as well, like, if you got Frazier and Bowens and Stockton and they're running the ball the way that they've been running it, they're going to control this game.
Yeah, but that's a young man. They got to get a hat on Anthony Hill because he is a sideline-to-sideline wrecking ball that could cover, that can rush. This dude is the total package linebacker. You get him blocked. If they get him blocked, Georgia will be fine. But you got to get him.
Plus, Billy Napier was over there telling them the secret sauce.
Oh, yeah.
This is what we did.
What did Florida do to beat them?
Everyone was healthy.
That's what it was.
Protected the quarterback.
Threw it to that receiver a bunch of times.
Yeah, yeah. Dallas Wilson or whatever his name is. Yeah. All right, we'll come back. Hawks with a huge win last night, 133-100, just absolutely destroyed the Kings. Playing some pretty good basketball. We'll take a look at that and some of the other big news from around the NBA this week, as there's one very, very big story that we haven't spent very much time on thus far. So we'll get to it next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back to 92.9 The Game. Andy and Randy on the Midday Show. Rocking this thing to 2 p.m. And then we get on and hit them hymns. Wait to see our schedule.
Wait, yeah. Welcome back.
I was going to say that too. I was going to say that.
Just wait.
I was going to say that. Wait to see our ratings.
Good God. Midday show at Andy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. NFL No Huddle in about 20 minutes to kick off the noon hour. Week 11 kicks off tonight right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game between the Patriots looking to win their eighth in a row, which is insane, and the Jets, who are not.
They're bad.
We'll get to that in 20 minutes. Like we said, we'll get back into some college football conversation as we continue to look ahead to Saturday. Obviously, Georgia and Texas, huge matchup. Let you hear a little bit more from Kirby and some other folks, and then we'll get to the back page with Bo in an hour. Back into some NBA and some of what the Hawks did last night in a few minutes as well.
If they're healthy, is anybody going to be OKC?
It doesn't look like it.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, it looks like they have even improved from where they were last year. They're good, man.
Yeah, man.
They're really, really good.
They are. And, like, it seems like it's so easy for Shea.
Yeah.
The game is just easy for him. It just does what he wants, gets to his spots, pushes everybody off.
Yeah.
Pushes everybody off.
He's using the style and rules of the current league to his advantage.
Yeah,
there's no question about that.
Yeah.
But there's something we talked about last year when they were going through that run. Is like, Shea's, like, he was a little early being a superstar winning a championship last year, right? I mean, he's still fairly young. Usually guys don't really ascend to that level of MVP championship level dominance until like 28, 29, and then you have like a 5-year window historically.
Right.
He's before that.
Yeah.
Well, he did it early last year. Man. And they kept that team together. They paid everybody. Like, it's
And then they were doing is J Dub playing yet? Oh yeah.
There's a ton of people that are injured in the league right now. I mean, in the Eastern Conference, you look at what Detroit's doing, they're 10-2. Like, they're one of the teams they had kind of a nice offseason. Everybody liked what they were building towards last year. Cade Cunningham's hurt, and they're still winning.
Yeah, man.
They won last night.
And I saw Jalen Brunson went out last night. They said he left Madison Square Garden on crutches. And so, Yeah, they're but I mean, that's just the league right now. I mean, poor Bradley Beal. Not necessarily because he got plenty of money. So
Bradley Beal.
I know people say that. But damn, man, just can't get right, man. Can't stay healthy. Out for another damn year with hip. Got to have a hip surgery or something like that, man. So yeah, that's a bummer for him. But yeah, I mean, Steph Curry went off last night, reminding folks that he's still that guy. And you know, the Hawks are out there on the West Coast taking care of their business. Now the Clippers, there's a lot of going on with the Clippers. Like I know they're talking about meeting with Ty Lue this week. Maybe it's a possibility he might lose his job. And if he goes, that's going to be because I didn't realize I forgot that Stan Van Gundy's on the staff.
Okay.
Yeah, so that just seemed like that's an automatic
natural replacement
right there as far as if they decide to go in a different direction with the Ty Lue thing. But, I mean, everything is still so early.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's still so early right now. And I think the Hawks are playing well without Trey. I mean, that's two in a row on the West Coast, three out of four, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about three out of four. Don't really look at seeding too early.
No.
You know, but, yeah, I mean, as long as you can just, you know, keep this up and then – beat the hell out of teams you're supposed to beat the hell out of and win the games that, you know, that are 50-50 and beat a couple teams that you're not supposed to, you'll be right there where you need to be.
Yeah, I mean, more than anything, this time of year, you're just looking at style and you're looking at who's kind of had the offseason that you wanted them to have, how they're playing. Jalen Johnson looks fantastic.
Yes.
Like he
– Yes.
You know, I mean, obviously last year –
It's so important. It's so important, Andy.
Yeah. Last year was emerging and then got hurt.
Sure,
I mean, He went 24-10 and 8 last night, 9 of 10 shooting. He would have scored 40 if the game was close, but yes. he didn't have to play in the fourth quarter.
Vital that this dude stays healthy, man. Him.
Yeah, for sure.
It's vital.
But he's just like he's so much more comfortable in everything that he's doing now. Like he'll body you to get to the rim so easy. If he gets you on his shoulder, he's finishing at the rim. Like there's nothing you could do. He's just so long and athletic and strong. And his perimeter game's getting better. Like that's the thing about him. And I don't just mean knockdown shooting. I mean like you get him the ball with the defender on the perimeter, and he can put a move on him and get to his spot.
Yes,
that's the difference for him versus where he was.
His game is growing. His game is growing, and that's why you know. And then we talked earlier this week. I was like, he's right now your first best player in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we've always said this, that we need this last couple of years when we're talking about this young man, is that he needs to grow into that all-star player that Trey needs to play beside him.
Yeah, that's right.
He's playing like that now. You know, I'm not saying he's going to make an all-star this year and everything like that.
Who knows?
But I'm just saying just the evolution of his game, which is not surprising because you saw it. When he got more playing time, when he finally came up, you saw what he could be. His issue is that he can't sustain it. The reason he can't sustain it because he's not on the court.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the biggest thing for him. His game is going to continue to be his game. He's a hell of an athlete. He can play both ends of the floor, but his health is going to be the pivotal thing this year for him because his game is where it needs to be. Obviously, he can get better at it, but his health is the most important thing to this damn organization right now because you saw the taper off when he went down last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, keeping him healthy. They're on a back-to-back going to Utah tonight. Utah stinks, and so it should be another game where they're able to go out there and get a win. They stink. We know what they're doing. They're playing for the first pick. I didn't realize it was that many good players at the top of the draft this year.
Yeah, no, it's a good good year to have a bad team's first round pick.
Yeah,
which is a beautiful place for the Hawks to be in. With the Pelicans being the worst team in the Eastern Conference so far this season, 2-9. I will say,
and
they should be criticized for that trade. It was like a shocking lack of knowledge of how protecting picks and things like that work. Derek Queen's playing good though.
Yeah,
Derek Queen's playing some pretty good ball.
I saw
he hit 26-9 last night.
They're losing and they stink.
But Derek Queen's good.
He's off to a good start. Yeah, but I think they're just. Are they trying to move out of there? Are they doing the?
I love it. Like when something is so inexplicable that it has to be that right.
Like did they bring Joe Dumars in and just?
Like, I know what we could. Just like Major League.
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
Go get Joe Dumars. Let's trade everybody.
There's one man for the job.
Yeah, Joe Dumars.
He'll trade for Derek Queen and won't even protect the pick.
Yeah,
maybe they told him not to.
That's unbelievable. You know what I mean? Maybe they did, but.
But that was the thing with the Luka trade, right? Because that's obviously the biggest story of the week is that Nico has been fired by Dallas. He is no longer the general manager, and that trade when it happened was so, I mean, on its face in the moment, I don't know that more people have been immediately right about something than they were about that, because everyone's like, well, this is the stupidest thing that I've ever seen. And then obviously it's even somehow gotten slightly worse since it happened.
Yeah, because
normally when something like that happens and everyone overreacts, it's not as bad as it actually looks.
Well, I think
no, it is. It's actually worse than it looked.
The worst thing about it
But it was so bad, people had to invent, well, they must want to move to Vegas for a casino.
Yeah, but I think the thing with the whole Dallas thing is, like, Nico's vision didn't get to play together. You didn't get to see Kai and AD and those. They need to offload AD right now. Going in, yeah.
How, though?
Him and Kyrie. I know Kyrie's hurt right now, so you can't trade him.
But so's AD.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Hurt. Like, you got to figure out a way and just go with your young and build around Cooper Flagg.
You're just saying full reset.
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah.
You might as well. And, you know, and now.
That is true. And that's why it could have happened. It could have played out in a way that would have been less obviously terrible than everyone reacted to it being when it happened, is if, like, you actually would have gotten a healthy Anthony Davis with a healthy Kyrie and the pieces that were around them, like, in the short term, might have given a moment of, okay, like, obviously you don't trade Luka in his prime. That's stupid. You don't do that. But, like, you could have at least sort of squinted your eyes and tilted your head and been like, all right. And then obviously if Luka went down the path that Nico seemed to think that he was going to,
right.
Because again, like, you know, as much as the reaction was what it was and turned out to be totally right, like, that dude was around him more than anyone else was. Like, he saw him not working hard.
But
he saw his body in bad shape and breaking down.
He saw him dropping 30s.
Well, the year before. Yeah but, like, but again, like, I'm not trying to advocate for what Nico did.
No, Nico's just saying, scapegoat. There's no way you're telling
Nico
me.
Nico had the day-to-day with Luka to where he knew more about it than anybody else did.
Right.
Where he was like, I could see this going in a direction of this guy not being able to do this because he's getting fat. And he's a jerk, and no one likes being around him, and all that kind of stuff. Thing that needed to happen for Luka is what happened, which is a motivation.
Yeah,
like, now he's in the best shape of his life. Which, like, Luka's career might take even a higher trajectory now than it ever would have because of this.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
But my thing, the biggest thing with that is, Bunk, is that can he consistently? Is it just this year?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm motivated right now to prove you wrong.
Is that something that sustains over the next decade? I don't know.
That's going to be the thing with that. But it's crazy because now you're hearing what Jason Kidd knew before it happened, all those different things. Well, no, duh. I know we were having fun with the press conference. How Jason Kidd looked like? Did he just really trade Luka Doncic? Did he really? You know, but no. I mean, everything was aligned. Yes, it was. Nico had permission. But you're not telling me, I heard Charles last night. Charles, he was a scapegoat.
Yeah,
he was a scapegoat. They could have said no.
Mm-hmm.
They should have said no.
Probably,
but they could have said. And Mark Cuban was there. There's no way in hell Luka traded.
Definitely not.
He's not. There's no way in hell. They could have said no. So what the hell were y'all thinking?
I don't know. Nico must have sold it good,
dude.
I think there's so much behind the scenes stuff. It had to be. Yeah, he had to have receipts of, like, he did this, he did this, he did this. He doesn't work. He's no one wants to be, you know what I mean? Like,
who didn't want to be around? His teammates love him.
He had some sort of argument like that to sell to the owners in order for them to get on board with it. But you're right. They greenlit it. But, okay, that's what you sign. You get the credit when you win. You get fired when you lose. Like, that's what being a general manager is.
That is true.
Right?
That is true.
I think, and I don't know, you can come along with me on this one or not. I was thinking about this morning. Like, in the pantheon of the sports that we cover, if you want to talk about NFL, college football, Major League NBA, like professional sports in America, there is a job that's the hardest in coaching, general managing, team president, whatever. I don't know what it is. Is it college football head coach right now? Is that the hardest job?
Probably.
In sports?
Probably.
Is because of the current landscape of
college,
sports?
College head coaches anyway, yeah.
College head coach in football right now is the hardest job in sports, I think. I think then that would also, if that's true, if there is one that's the hardest, then there's one that's the easiest, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think NBA general manager is the easiest job in professional sports. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm saying it's easy.
Why do you think that?
Because you can be considered smart by losing on purpose.
Ah, I see what
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's actually a viable and, like, encouraged at times strategy. I could do that. I'm not saying that I could put together a championship team and win an NBA title. I'm not saying I could do that as a general manager. But if you wanted me to tank a franchise, I could. I could. And if there's something that I could do in one of those roles, then it's easy.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't coach a college football team and I couldn't manage a baseball, whatever. But if you let me be in charge of an NBA franchise and you wanted to lose 65 games next year, but I'm your man.
But that's the thing about it is like, but that we've seen that because you don't get the guarantee anymore.
Yeah, but it might. Like, if I lost all those games and I got Wemby, then my team's good and then I'm a genius.
Did you see that crap? What's this new? They're changing the NBA All-Star again.
Yeah, because
just cancel the damn thing.
Yeah.
Just cancel it.
I mean, they're not going to do that.
They don't want to go.
Yeah.
All right? The people don't want to see it. Mm-hmm. Just cancel it.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, they don't want to go. The players don't want to play.
No, they don't.
Yeah, so, I mean, whatever.
Which is like, I mean, how hard can it be to go be celebrated for being excellent in front of a bunch of people that love you for playing basketball? Like, how can you not want to do that?
Ask them.
I know, but I don't have them. You know what I mean?
Ask them.
It's so sad that that's the state of things in that league.
It's, you know what? It's bad. It's bad. It's bad.
We're too cool to try.
And that's the thing about it is, like, they don't want to because they don't want to be there. I think that's the biggest thing. They're like, this is an exhibition because you look at it from a standpoint. What do fans want to see?
How that happen?
I am definitely in the minority of I don't care how many points you score because it's an All-Star game. I want to see offense. I don't give a damn.
Well, I just want to see the best players go out there and play. Like, yeah, but it's that's what I'm saying.
I don't really care about defense and all that stuff in a damn All-Star game. The Major League Baseball All-Star. I just want to see home runs. I don't want to see nobody hit a damn bunt or sacrifice fly.
Yeah.
I want to see the ball fly.
No, yeah.
Pro Bowl.
But I just want to see it, you know? Like, I want to see them out there. But I don't know.
They are out there.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, I am seeing them.
Yeah, that's you are seeing it.
No. And there's also, I need a degree of effort in order for it to be entertaining. Otherwise, we could just play video games. You know what I mean?
Or cancel it.
Or cancel. I know, but I hate that. Like, I'm not. Nah, sorry. We can't.
So
we gotta fix it every year.
Adam Silver just keep coming up with these dumbass ideas.
We have to. Because, sorry, you can't cool your way out of it and we just don't do it anymore. Sorry. You got to do it. You got to go do something. You got to go put on some sort of spectacle for the fans that created the whole thing in the first place. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know him to break him.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.